Hallelujah. Good morning. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, in the north of England with this morning's glory. Peace. When I was in addiction, when I was involved in criminal behaviour, when I was a liar, a cheat, a thief, a coward, when I couldn't even be trusted with my own breath, often my thoughts were not very good. My thoughts were often negative, dark and carnal. And it is the domino effect. One negative thought will lead to another, you know, and there's a continuance of negative thoughts leading to negative actions and negative outlooks and negative results. But today, I'm not that way. A lot of time has passed since those bad days. And I want to tell you how I got a gift of peace from God that he promised me. And it's by applying this scripture. And it is a wonderful scripture from Philippians 4:8. Please bear with me. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now then, the Bible tells us that as a man thinks in his heart, so he is, and also tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Today, what we choose to think about will determine how far we will walk in the path the Bible tells us God has appointed for us to walk into. Today it's time to take hold of disobedient and dirty carnal thoughts, those negative thoughts that seem to have more power than the good thoughts, and bring them subject unto his authority. How do you react to Philippians 4:8, to the thinking of things that are just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtue and praise? Often you need time to train your mind, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It takes time. However, verse 9, coming next, awaits. Remembering that God does not lie, cannot and would not. And the Bible also says, no good thing will he withhold from you. Yes, verse 9 says this, after hearing those things of just, pure, lovely, those things that you have both learned, received and heard and seen in me, do, yes, do them. And then next line, here comes the promise, do them and the God of peace shall be with you. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, and the God of peace that shall be with you. That peace that surpasses all other peace shall be with you. And that's a promise. Once the peace of God started to filter through into my life, I realized that I wasn't powerless against my addictions. I wasn't powerless in negative situations. Now, the domino effect started to take effect the opposite way. I started to think of the just, the pure, the lovely, the good report, the virtue and things of praise. And I started to be in my heart the way I was thinking, if I can explain what I mean. I started to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Hallelujah. Yes, I responded with faith. I replicated in his strength these good things, and I received of his wonderful grace these promises. Because in Isaiah 26:3 it says, he will keep in perfect peace, him whose mind is stayed on thee. Yes, focus on these things today, the things that are true, the things that are honest, the things that are just and pure and lovely and of good report, of virtue and praise. Think on these things. Do them, and the God of peace shall be with you. Hallelujah. That is wonderful. Just like in the Old Testament with Nehemiah, where he had to build the wall, and there was Sanballat and others in opposition, said, you'll never do it in time, and there was just this big pile of stones. Our thoughts in our mind are just like the rubble in that wall building, without Christ Jesus and his good teachings as the cornerstone. God has given you a new nature, not a second nature. 1 Corinthians 14:20 tells us to stop thinking like children in regards to evil, but to think like adults. Romans 8:6 says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is peace. So today, grab that peace with both hands. I applied this in my life and it worked. So today, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely and of good report, of virtue, and if there's praise in them, think on them and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England, showing you some steps to get peace. Praise God.